So how did you end up in Liverpool from Manchester?
We ended up all over. We were all over the whole country first. We kept travelling up and down the country. But I have two brothers. I was born in Liverpool. They're over 50 years of age, some of them. And they were born in Septon General Hospital. And that hospital's done away with years. So we've been around here for years and years. Before I ever got married, I travelled to Liverpool.
Mommy.
And Birkenhead.
Mommy. Yeah, can you tell us a bit about that? That's interesting about, Missy, what you were just saying then. About now not being allowed to stay.
But yeah, years ago was different because you could travel around years ago and pull in, pull out. We travelled all around there years ago. It was a lot different years ago and harder here, wasn't it? All up around Evan Brown, all around there.
So
travellers and non-travellers used to meet there, all over around.
How has that changed, the whole culture and everything else, not being able to...
Travelling culture has changed an awful lot because poor travellers might settle down. A lot of travellers don't want to settle down. A lot of them did settle down. And a lot just tries to keep on the road. And a lot of travellers just likes go, pulling in late. Settle down in the winter and go in the summer.
I mean, that's interesting what you just said though about being able to meet, you know,
meet
different travellers.
Meet your friends. I'm even meeting new travellers that you've never seen before. Make new friends every time or every town you go to, trying to meet new friends, seeing your old friends, and just tag along in it. It's like travellers trust us one another. Travellers years ago was just all so lovable and so kind hearted. It's different to the travellers today because you have to pick and choose your friends today.
So, just one last thing about that, Missy, about. About how that's affected, about these laws, how's it affected, like the...
It affected an awful lot of travelling people from their own travelling communities. What the word culture is, what they're reared up. There's not enough sites, there's not enough transit sites that travellers can pull in and pull out. As they say, a few months there and a few months in the summer breaks, for travellers all to meet up or something. No, it's nothing. It's only a permit site. Or if you leave this site now, probably your licence will be up and you have to get put off this site. You wouldn't be on the site for months. You go travelling the side of the road again.
And what was good? And what was good about it years ago, about like travelling a lot?
Years ago? Well, I'll tell you what was good about years ago, because you could stay in the campsite for weeks and months, and you get fed up and you just want to go yourself and you move off your own free will and go. And other travellers go meet other travellers. But this day and age, you don't get 24 hours now. They're all down with these new laws. And even the travellers get their own land now, they won't give them. It's like their farm, they owned it, all their own property, all their own homes. You see the bulldozers burning them and breaking them up. That was all their property. They bought that property. And that was their piece of land. That's what the council does with travellers, takes their land back. Takes it all back off them, gives them up.
How are you supposed to now meet different travellers like you did years ago if you're not allowed to stop at the side of the roads and all that?
Bump into them now again, innit? Just start off and scratch. If you go travelling, that's it, just seeing anybody and say hello and remember you years ago. And all your friends that you never seen for years and years and years. You probably see them once in a blue moon. And that's it.
So how's that affected?
It's gone very, very hard in travelling life, it is. Very hard. Travellers not the same as they used to be. And the government has gone twice as hard down on them. There's nothing for travellers out there. It's a very racist against travelling people. I think the government is. And as I say or not, they are very, very bad against travellers.
And how do you see the future?
I see the future getting harder and worse for the younger ones and the younger generation growing up. No, they're not allowed. The younger ones won't have the same experience, but they're trying to catch up with us. They're trying to keep up in the culture. But it's very hard for the younger ones now, the younger generations, because there's a lot of them moved into houses. And a lot of the older generation goes into houses and they just gives up and they dies. And the young ones don't know their background or where they come from, or they don't know what to do or anything like that there. But their families, the members of the families tries to all meet up, tries to keep it up. That's why Apple Bay and all the fairs tries to keep on the travelling culture. As you know yourself, you've seen TV, to try to stop it all. Mm. They're trying to do away with this, doing away with that.
What do you think it's done, the television? What do you think it's done? Just stop and start this. What do you think it's done with the Irish travelling community being publicised on television? What do you think think that's done any, it's done good or bad for the community? What do you think?
It did some parts of it is good and some parts have never done very good for the travelling community. Because Leven had too much of a travelling culture in it, too much of a travelling way of life. It's all the travelling culture, it's all about privacy, is all gone. Travellers have no privacy when they're on TV, is it?
Do you think, like, there was a bit of mystery before with the Irish travelling community? Do you think it's
a
bad...
There's still a lot of mystery with the travelling community. The travelling community is not going to live out... They're not going to live it all out. They're not going to tell... They have to hold so much back in. It's like in Ireland. You come back from Ireland, they're going anyway. Your mother and father said, well, don't make sure. Keep that quiet and don't let them in that part. You're not letting them all, you have all your culture. You can't give away all your culture. Just give out so much. Keep dressed to yourself.
Not funny.